I knew one day I would die, that the monsters of my nightmares would creep into my days, and suddenly I would be taken from this earth. Perhaps the monster would be time itself, and I would be old and happy. My family would surround me, and I would not be alone. Or it could be the other nightmare, where I was eaten by a bear because my friend wanted to go hiking, and here I was, waiting for a bear to eat me. Tell me again why I'm out here in the middle of the forest waiting for a bear to rip my face off? Or perhaps a mountain lion? Or a snake? Or an armadillo? My voice went a little high-pitched, and my roommate and best friend, Claire, just looked at me, raising a brow. We're in Colorado, not Texas. You're not going to be bitten to death by an armadillo. Not that armadillos eat people. She frowned as she said it, as if not sure she was telling the truth. For all she knew, there were man-eating armadillos that only lived in the mountains of Colorado. I narrowed my gaze at her, my lips twitching as I held back a laugh. You don't know that. Perhaps at night, when you think they're just rummaging around for bugs or whatever in people's yards, they're actually looking for ways to infiltrate your house so they can eat your eyes right out of your sockets as you're sleeping. Claire tripped over her own feet and nearly landed face first on the rocks. She caught herself, hands out, as she looked over her shoulder and glared at me. You're having a waking nightmare about bears, and suddenly you want me to have a weird, eye-eating armadillo phobia? Are you serious right now? I shuddered, even as I thought back to my words, and held out my hands to keep Claire steady. Okay, perhaps that was a little ridiculous, but it's really not my fault. Just because you say that in a high-pitched voice doesn't actually absolve you of any responsibility. Claire grabbed onto my hand and squeezed, and I just laughed, shaking my head. An older couple walked by, walking sticks in hands, and they glared at the two of us. I didn't know if it was because we were holding hands or that I had just yelled about armadillos trying to eat us.
Well, this day just got a bit more interesting. I looked over at the woman with the gorgeous blue eyes and long strawberry blonde, or maybe dirty blonde, hair pulled back into a messy braid. Those eyes had a bit of fear and mortification set deep, and I leaned back in my seat, grateful to have taken my seatbelt off earlier. My cousin Kingston and I had come out for a hike, and then I'd gotten a phone call from one of my clients at Montgomery Security, and he needed to call his family as well. Then everybody started screaming, running away like there was an actual bear running after them. And while the bear had rambled around, it hadn't seemed interested in people. After all, we were on his land invading his property, so he would have had the right to swat those giant paws at us. Thankfully, it had been a black bear, not a brown bear. I hadn't gotten out of the car, though I had been on alert at the first sound of trouble, had my hand on the door, ready to jump out of the car if needed. I wasn't armed, since we were on state park property next to a national park and my concealed and carry permit didn't allow me to carry in parks. I was in security, and was one of the top bodyguards we had. And that wasn't just me bragging on myself. I was the one they called when they needed to keep another person safe one-on-one. Kingston was, too. Some of my cousins were better at electronics or setting up perimeters. Some could organize a group of 18 and keep everyone exactly where they needed to be when they needed to be there. I was better at one-on-one work, mostly because I could smile and make the person I was keeping safe feel like they were actually safe. None of that mattered right in that moment, though, because there was a stranger in my car, a car I hadn't locked because I had still been in it, and Kingston had just gotten out. So, Phoebe, I started, and she narrowed her gaze at me. That was good. The anger or frustration and irritation was better than the outright fear from before.
Just Phoebe, you don't need to tease me.
I shook my head. Didn't mean to tease you. That was an outright lie.
Anyway, now that I am sitting here in a stranger's car, and you could possibly be a serial killer, I'm just going to go now. Please let me go.